This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Cabo Jim Schaller.
Welcome, Good Neighbors, to episode number 117 of the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estero. Today we have Good Neighbor Keith Chazen from The Appliance Doctor. Welcome.
Thank you. Welcome.
Yeah, excited to learn a little bit more about you and what you do over there at The Appliance Doctor. So why don't we just start off by sharing what you actually do there.
So basically have a major appliance repair, service and repair company. Major appliances being like household refrigerators, washers, dryers, ovens, dishwashers. Been doing it for about 30 years, started in 94, and from Marco to Cape Coral, and basically just service and repair. We don't sell parts, but we go in-home service and repair major appliances,
making sure everything's working properly. There we go. So how did you get started in this industry? It's not something everybody chooses every day.
Yeah, actually went to school for HVAC, heating, ventilation, and air conditioning, and was back in New Jersey back in the late 80s, and went to work for an AC company, just, you know, small little guy, and just was doing that. Then it got cold, and they wanted me to clean like oil heaters and that kind of stuff. And I was like, yeah, no, that's not for me. I'm not doing that. And then just went back to school, had a great job placement. It was Lincoln Tech back in Pennsauken, New Jersey. I don't even know if they're even around anymore. But then they gave me a referral for an appliance repair company. It was a company that did all the Whirlpool warranty. And I was like, I don't know much about appliances, but I mean, I can do the fridges and that kind of stuff. And ended up just taking the job. And I was probably 20, 21 years old and learned on the job really quick because they had a couple guys retired and one guy got hurt. So they sent me out on the road, you know, basically not knowing much.
Right. Right. Just get up there and do it. Right.
Other than the refrigeration, you know, I did refrigerators and air conditionings and that kind of stuff, freezers. So learned the job on the road, on the way. I never thought I'd stick with it, but one thing led to another and stayed with it. And then ended up moving down to Florida in 93. And that's how I started the business down here.
Nice. Nice. It's funny how life takes you on different paths. And then you were thinking and you kind of follow along. I mean, you kind of, that's a challenge in itself. So let's talk about challenges or obstacles as far as, you know, your career is starting your own business, perhaps.
Yeah. I mean, moving down here by myself, it was, you know, kind of a bold move. I was probably 25, I think 26, and just got up and left. I had a friend living in Naples. So I visited once and, you know, I wasn't 100% sure, but just did the move. It was a snowstorm in 93, and that was it.
Wow, that did it to you.
That did it. And I spun out, cracked my rim on my Corvette, and that was it. I was on the auto train a week later. I tell people the story. It's kind of funny because it was that was pretty much that gave me the gumption.
Right. I'm about your age too. So my joke was always that I grew up in Wisconsin, that I was going to tie a snow tire to my hood of my car and drive as far south until somebody asked me what it was.
Yeah. So it was a little small little spot. After I got out of the car with the broken rim, there was a light pole probably about 50 feet, 60 feet away. I made a snowball and I said to myself, if I hit this light pole on the first shot, I'm gone. And I did. I hit it dead center. And that was it. I was on the auto train a week later. And packing up a Corvette with basically all your belongings, which wasn't a lot, but it still you couldn't see out the back. But then I did some work down here for subcontracted for about a year until I could get, you know, some ads out. You know, of course, back then was Yellow Pages, you know, there wasn't the internet. And then just things just rolled on slowly. You know, the challenge of getting started, like you said, it was tough, but once I get going, then I started doing more areas. I took over Lee County after that, hired a couple people. And back then it was a little easier, I think, to build your business with the Yellow Pages. Because once you got a placement, you got a placement.
Yep.
no one, they had, there was no other form of advertising, like, you know. And so it worked. I built my business on them. Nowadays, not so much, because, you know, anybody can put an ad out on the internet, and depending on how much you spend, you're top dog.
Exactly. It's tough. So getting back to the industry, as far as appliance repair is concerned, are there any maybe myths or misconceptions when talking about the industry?
I wouldn't say there's myths. I mean, it's a whole different. Nowadays, you don't have things that last 20 years. Okay.
Right.
You had your appliances 20, 25 years. It's a whole different market now. I mean, the stuff that's out there with all the electronics and all the bells and whistles, and there's just more stuff to go bad. And things do go bad, and things don't last that long. So it's a good and bad thing, because, yeah, it's, I'm working probably, you know, a little more on the newer stuff that I would like to, but then you got the customers that, this is only 2-3 years old. Why did it break already? I'm just the middle guy, but I wouldn't say it just, that's, I think, the one thing that people, especially down here in Southwest Florida, with, you know, they were used to having things last for 20 years, 25 years, and now they got all this stuff over the last 10 years. And things just, it's like everything, you know, it's just built the way
it doesn't last. And, you know, and back in the day, you could, you know, do the old Fonzie or take a wrench to it, you know. Now you open something up and you're like, what is all this stuff? I mean, even, you know, working on a car,
the cost of fixing things, right? Nowadays, it's all electronics. So you got a computer board that's, you know, pricey, and that usually is what goes wrong on a lot of stuff.
Yep, absolutely. So do you see any, you know, I don't say trends within the industry, but obviously you mentioned that you're working on a lot more newer types of appliances than before.
It's definitely become cyclical. I think, like, a lot of the appliances, which has kind of hurt my business a little bit, because I think after 20, 25 years, these things, even if they didn't break, people don't want to put money into it.
Right.
So they're buying all new. Yeah. I think COVID had a lot to do too. People sat home for 2 years. They didn't go anywhere. They didn't spend any money. So they decided to just, hey, let's redo our whole place. Let's get all new place appliances and can redo their kitchens. And it's definitely hit my business since COVID. Things have changed as far as, you know, business has slowed in a lot of areas. And then the hurricanes didn't help. People had to replace their stuff. But yeah, it's a tough market. And then you have a lot of the different brands out now that are, you know, Samsung's, the LG's, they've had issues with, major problems. You know, GE is not GE anymore. They got bought out by Haier, which is a Chinese company, and people don't realize it. They think they're buying their, you know, 60, 70-year-old good GE appliances. Yeah. They're not. And, you know, that's a tough part of the market, you know.
It is.
It's all the new brands and stuff.
Yeah, and learning that and understanding that. I mean, going back to the days, you know, Maytag, you know, what was the joke? Mm-hmm. The Maytag repairman just sat and didn't do anything because their stuff never broke down.
Well, yeah, yes and no, but yes, the old.
It did break down, right?
Yeah, now Whirlpool owned Maytag. And then when I did the warranty work back in the late 80s, I mean, we started doing Maytag. That's when they took over. Yeah, and you're right, their old machines, unbelievable. Like, 30-40 years, and
they were now they're almost replaceable now, you know, or, you know, disposable per se.
Yeah.
So outside of work, I know you work a lot of hours. Owning your business is very demanding. What do you enjoy doing outside of work?
Oh, you know, just, you know, going out with the friends a couple of days a week. I make sure we go out, you know, 2-3 days, friends, go out, dinner, a couple drinks. As far as other than that, cruises. You know, we live so close to Miami. I've been here 30 years. We used to take the family, my kids, my ex-wife. You know, we used to go on cruises all the time because it was just so convenient. I always thought it was just the best bang for your buck. And now I go with, you know, I got a cousin who lives in Miami. So, you know, we'll do some cruising down there. And then, you know, some other things. Just, you know, I quit golf. I don't do that anymore. I used to do golf for a while, you know, played forever, 15, 16 years, but didn't start until I got basically in my 40s.
Right.
And then now it's at the point where No, I have to wait till I'm retired to play golf.
Right. I've got better things to do with my time.
Yeah, you have to put time into that. It's like, you know, you play weekend warrior, and no, it just doesn't work.
Yeah, you got to play enough to be consistent and be good enough. Yep, absolutely. Exactly. So is there one thing that you wish our listeners knew about Appliance Doctor that maybe they don't know?
I think my one thing I strive is just fair and honest. Like there's so many, you know, I would call them criminals out there because I hear the stories. My whole model, and it's been that way since 30 years, is I want to be treated the way if someone came to my house. I mean, that's how I treat my customers. You know, I give them a 2-hour window. We're there. If not, we call. The problem with people, you hear it all the time. Oh, they're supposed to be here, you know, 9 to 11. They never showed, or never called. They never showed. Just as far as on time, we give you time. We stick to it. I think we're fair as far as pricing. We don't gouge. I've heard a lot of horror stories, you know, companies that are new to the area, they gouge and then they never show back up, you know, and again, that's part of the internet.
Yep. Yep.
Anybody can put an ad out there. People go, they call them, and the next thing you know, they had a bad situation. So I would say the one thing I would say is fair, honest, and, you know, on time.
Perfect.
And after 30 years, you know, I'm still in business. So
doing something right.
Yeah. That's what I would.
There we go. If our listeners wanted to get a hold of you, if they had something they need repaired or they had questions, how would they go about contacting you?
Well, I have like 7 different phone numbers because when I started, there were no cell phones. Yes. Showing my age again.
All right.
Website is sickappliances.com. Always go there or just Google search Appliance Doctor. I usually pop up, you know, when a quick search like that. My main number, if you want me to throw out a number, is, you know, of course, 239-992-0505. There are many other numbers, like I said, for, you know, different areas. Back in the day, you had to have a number for each area.
Yeah. Yeah. What area code? What was that? Right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, you couldn't call Marco when you were living in like Vita or Fort Myers. You had to put the area code in.
Exactly. Right. Well, Keith, it's been a pleasure getting to know you. Thank you for being such a good neighbor. And I hope to see you on the community here soon.
I appreciate it. Thank you for doing this.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Astera. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpastero.com. That's gnpastero.com. Or call 239-296-2621.